Global markets head into Wednesday with risk appetite firmly back in control following a powerful rally across U.S. equities, lower treasury yields, and another sharp decline in oil prices. Investor sentiment has been buoyed by growing optimism that a diplomatic agreement could soon lead to the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, reducing fears of prolonged supply shock in global energy markets. While there is understandable caution around how durable those headlines prove to be, the immediate impact has been to ease inflation concerns, support risk assets, and take some of the safe haven bid out of the U.S. dollar. U.S. equities responded with a broad-based surge that includes the S&P 500 and NASDAQ pushing to fresh record highs and the Dow posting its strongest session in nearly 2 months. In foreign exchange, the Australian dollar has emerged as one of the strongest performers, supported by improving domestic economic data after Australia's services PMI climbed to six-month high and new orders returned to growth, reinforcing expectations the economy is regaining momentum. At the other end of the spectrum, the yen remains under pressure despite another round of official rhetoric. Comments from U.S. Treasury Secretary Bessent acknowledging that previous yen weakness contributed to higher Japanese inflation and expressing confidence in the Bank of Japan did little to change the market's view, with investors continuing to favor buying dollar yen on dips as policy divergence and yield differentials remain the dominant themes. Commodity markets continue to reflect the improving risk backdrop. WTI crude has fallen sharply as traders price in a reduced probability of major disruptions to Middle East energy supplies, while gold has managed to hold up despite the stronger appetite for risk, supported by lower U.S. Treasury yields and ongoing demand for portfolio diversification. Looking ahead, attention now shifts towards the remainder of this week's U.S. labor market data, culminating in Friday's non-farm payrolls report, which will be critical in shaping expectations for the Federal Reserve's policy path and determining whether the latest risk rally has the macroeconomic foundation needed to extend further. That's all for now.